evening. The W2TTT. Start the fire check in about 30 seconds. Okay, good evening, everyone. This is W2TTT. Using the amateur radio station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, K2BAR. And this is the TechNet. Our TechNet's available to or open to any licensed radio amateur. My privilege is to operate in the 2-meter band. We hope that you'll join us tonight, whether or not you are a member or whether or not you have a question or a comment. We'd like check-in because it helps us gauge where the interest might lie among our listeners. So checking in is important no matter whether or not you have a question or a comment. In any case, the format of this net is pretty straightforward. We look for the call sign, your name, whether or not you have a question or a comment or none of the above. It's pretty straightforward, as I said. So any subject is pretty much open for discussion because we have a rather diverse hobby, and any kind of thing that depends on or is related to amateur radio, electronics, communications, computing, all those things. Things that even, as I said, that depend on those things are fair subjects for discussion on the TechNet. So, without any further ado, we can get started, I suppose. Pretty straightforward process, as I said. We're going to start with alpha calls tonight. We haven't heard it from an alpha station in a very long time. Any station whose call sign begins with alpha, please call K2BAR with your name, or your call sign, your name, whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, lacking any of those, folks, any November calls, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. Okay, Whiskey Station, with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above, please call K2BAR. Station calling. We're a little on the light side. Try that again, please. K2BAR. W2R again.
WE2R.
Ah, WE2R. Okay. Evening, Charlie. That was better. Do you have a question or a comment for the net?
No, I don't. I'm just attempting to prop up my antenna by hand here.
I understand. You know, one of the things I've reacquainted myself with is the idea of a counterpoise on an HD. I noticed that when I grab my HD, it hears better. So I'm thinking a counterpoise might be a worthwhile thing to add. So we'll see. Anyway, any other whiskey stations, please call K2BAR. Okay. Any kilo stations? Any flavor, what the heck, we'll just make it a big Donnybrook tonight. W2TTT, or probably K2BAR.
KO2, okay. No questions, Gordon. Bennett here.
Evening, Bennett. KO2, okay. Acknowledge. Anybody else?
K2ZO.
Evening, James. K2ZO, what's your pleasure?
Nothing right now. Just turn the radio on here. No question. Actually, I have a question, though. I'll leave it for later.
No problem. So I'll just note that you have a question. We'll get to you in a little bit. Alrighty. Any other kilo stations? Let's call K2BAR.
KA2BDU. Helmut? Yes.
Okay, Helmut. You either have a question or comment or both. So I guess I'm taking it possibly both, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. I'll get you in turn. Any other Kilo stations?
Safety 2 ORS. No questions, no comments.
Robert, thank you very much. KC2RX, any other kilos?
KC2SAV, Al. No comment.
Okay, KC2SAV, got it. No problem. Thank you, Al. Any other kilos? Okay. Any other Kilo stations, please call KTBAR. With your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Okay. I think we did the whiskeys yet. Any whiskey? No, we did whiskeys. Anybody else? Any call sign? Your game. This is KTBAR. We have a light check-in list tonight, but we have two questions. Like, we had a heavy check-in list with no questions, so that was a hack. Alrighty. So let's try something novel here. Helmut, your question, comment, or both, whatever it is you had on your mind. This is KTBAR.
KA2BDU. Thank you, Gordon, and good evening to all. And here's my question. What band should one use for de-exing, not counting on solar activity? Over.
Wow. De-exing? I would think that at some level, you're always going to be solar dependent, because if you have too much sun, you can't use the low band. If you use too little sun, you can't use the high band. So I think you're kind of always dependent. That's my own opinion. This is a jump ball. Anybody else want to have an opinion on this one? Anybody have a different opinion than mine? Well, Helmut, that was a quick question. And I guess everybody on the jury likes the foreman's suggestion.
Okay. I settle for what you have to offer. Ethernet control.
I mean, in general, 40 meters is pretty neutral. 30 is not so bad either. But, I don't think we've quite gotten the appreciation for 40 meters up to now. Quite as much as we do now that the Europeans, some of the Asians, are now able to use 7100 to 7200. So, if you mean with no sunspots, what are you going to be able to communicate with reliably? That's certainly it. I have to say, though, last Friday, I was making PSK31 contacts with a substandard antenna, substandard location, and such. It was pretty horrendous on 20 meters, and signals were barely perceptible. So, even by ear, they were. In fact, they weren't even really good by when you looked at the PSK31 envelopes. So, there's propagation there even when there's little solar activity. I think that's kind of what you're saying, but. When you get a lot of solar activity, let's say 20, 15, and 10 are rock and rolling, sometimes it's really hard to communicate. It becomes very noisy on 80 and 40 or 75 and 40. So that's something to consider as well. Alrighty. Anything else, Mr. Helmut?
No, that's it at this time. Thank you.
Okay, before we go to Jim's question, are there any other check-ins to the net? It's called KTBAR. Alrighty, Mr. Jim, K2ZO, it's your ball. K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is K2ZO. I just want to make a last comment there on Palmer's question. I wasn't quite sure what he was asking. But was he implying that he just wanted to know what bands were not affected by solar? 80 meters would probably be a good shot. But it's a tough de-exing band. You need to really be down and dirty and have some pretty good equipment to work de-ex on that band. For the most part. Real de-ex. The question I had concerned the differences between FireWire and USB and USB 2. I'm sure you probably know them off the top of your head, but I've never used anything that used FireWire, and I recently purchased a card, and the card that I purchased is just a USB 2 card to go in my computer, add some more USB ports, but I saw another one for just like a couple of dollars more that had both USB 2 and FireWire, but where do I need FireWire? Go ahead.
FireWire is, if I recall, a creation of the Apple world, and, unless you have an accessory that's only available, or a style of accessory that's only available for, Apple-compatible interface, such as FireWire, it's not something you have to worry about a lot. The other thing to think about is USB 2, besides the protocol fixes, is just plain faster. That's what most people think of USB 2 as, just faster.
And what about compatibility between USB 1 and 2? I bought something that wouldn't work with my USB 1, and I just realized that it was USB 2, but I thought it would be backwards. Compatible, but apparently not.
Yeah, that sometimes happens. I have a printer like that, and amazingly enough, a dumb hub solves the problem. I can't even explain why. I just, the only pocket hubs, I just throw in the line, it magically, my work computer will talk to my printer. It is rather amazing. I think it's part of it is that, I'm running like 15 feet of USB cable out to the printer. And I think the drivers are more robust. The line drivers are more robust in the hub than they are in the computer. So it sucks power out of the computer's USB port, and it generates a nice clean envelope out of that 15-foot cable. So you'll see things like that as well. I'm just trying to think. Bennett, you had some experience with this stuff, I believe. What's your take on this? KO2OK, KTBAR.
Gordon, KO2OK. I only heard part of the question. Is it compatibility issues, USB 1 and 2, and what is the question?
Jim, go ahead and restate your question for Bennett.
This is K2ZO. I had recently purchased a card reader for my camera, and was assured that this thing would work with my USB port, and of course it does not. And on my computer that I have here, this one, it's USB 1. I purchased a plug-in card, USB 2, and don't have it yet. At the time I was doing that, I had the opportunity to buy one that had both USB 2 and FireWire. And my question was, should I be concerned about that? I didn't do it, but I don't have anything that operates on FireWire and don't even know what it is.
Okay. Like you have said, you can easily buy a card for your computer for USB 2.0. And IEEE 1394 FireWire is more popular with Apple, and is also somewhat popular with commercial equipment, and is on some cameras, camcorders, and is on some Mac equipment, but it's not as popular in the PC world. Maybe somebody else can comment. I'm not that close to the area.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement. Okay. Very good. Anybody else have any thoughts? Okay. Very good. Alrighty. Well, Jim, I think there's your answer. I wouldn't sweat it unless you happen to have the unique opportunity to have to support the firewire interface.
Yes, I'm pushing to talk. It's going to cost me much to do it. I mean, I bought this board, got five USB 2 ports on it, and it was $7.65.
Yeah, I know. Stuff is amazingly cheap. When I think of what things used to cost, it was just horrendous is what I think now. Even things like simple memory chips, things like that, oh my God. So, PC accessories are that much cheaper. It's a beautiful thing. Alrighty. This is for your camera, huh? That's why you bought this device?
Yeah, so I could use that other card, the card reader.
Okay, do you have a card reader that's sitting at the end of a USB cable?
Yep, I have one of those.
Okay. I have a PC card, you know, for my laptop that does five different kinds of removable media cards, including SD. I forget which one. SDHC card. I've read them before with my reader. I tried to read a colleague's yesterday and could not. That was a real bummer. It really kind of bummed me out. But what do you do? So I wasn't able to give him the photographs that I had. But you know, it's okay. We'll get to him another time. Alrighty. Anything else, Mr. Jim?
Nope, not at this time. K2ZO, second answer.
Okay, good question. Alrighty, anybody else with wants to check in and or post a question or a comment to the net, please call K2BAR.
K2AMI, Tony, no questions, just observing.
Hey Tony, good evening to you. Alrighty. Anybody else? Just call K2BAR. Alrighty, let's try one other thing here. Next Barra meeting is the first Sunday of May, which is not that far away, actually. It's next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, May 3rd. And it will be at the Red Cross at 7:45, as it always is. Program to be announced, and of course, the other wonderful thing about it is that we open the doors around 7:00. A lot of chit chat, coffee, sweets, all sorts of good stuff. So, hopefully, people will come. And Jim, I seem to recall we have some sort of marketing merchandising event coming up. You care to talk about that for a little bit? K2ZO, K2BAR.
Okay. K2BAR, K2ZO. Yes, I'd like to remind everybody, we do have the flea market, the Barra Flea Market, coming up on May the 23rd at the Junior Senior High School in Washington Township. That's a Saturday. And I guess that's the Memorial Day weekend, because of Memorial Day, I guess, is off on a different location. I think that Monday is the holiday or something like that. Anyway, that's the weekend it is, May the 23rd. Okay? Back to that.
It's a beautiful thing. Alrighty. We'll see you at the Westwood High School in Washington Township at Bogart 30. Alrighty. I don't know who else is wanting to check in with a question or comment, but I'd like to see if there was anybody else before we move on. This is K2BAR. Alrighty, well, I think this is the shortest tech night I've ever hosted, so I'm going to thank everybody. W2R, KO2OK, K2ZO, K2BDU, KC2ORX, KC2SAV, and K2AMI for checking in tonight. And next week we'll be talking about what antennas are you going to put up this spring and summer, and why? That is the question. So keep that in mind. We'll discuss it next Thursday night. So, for all you guys.
to TTT for K2BAR, encouraging people to support our host brother club, runs our repeaters, the Bergen County FM Association, and wishing to wish you all a happy good night, and let's go Devils! K2BAR, W2TTT clear.